Suvas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, 6-7, last the Perek. The case here is that you have a father who anticipates that by the time his daughter gets married, he'll be dead. So he appoints a third party to ensure that money that he's leaving for his daughter ends up in her hands. And he appoints this fellow with the task of purchasing some kind of property, like a field, to ensure that the money that he leaves for his daughter doesn't end up getting wasted by the husband. So the question is, may that daughter, after she gets legally married to Eretzin, like engagement, may she say, listen, thank you for getting involved, Mr. Appointee of my father, but rather you can give that cash to my husband, who I trust. He'll buy a field that's good for me. So may that appointed person listen to the daughter or not. So really just make sure things are clear here. There's two dimensions that need to be considered. Are we talking about a girl who is already not yet even having erison, she's not even in the first step of marriage, or is it after Nisuin, or in the middle between the erison and Nisuin? And also, is this girl a gedola? She's already a legal adult, is a bas mitzvah, or is she a katana? So now, our Mishnah will have a machlokas, but we have to make sure we understand when that machlokas applies. The basic machlokas is going to be, Reb Meir says, you don't listen to the girl, and the appointee carries out his task of purchasing the land. And Reb Yossi says, no, there's no point in ignoring what she wants. She can do what she wants anyways, because sooner or later it will get into her hands, and it's hers. So therefore, let's just listen to her now and let's just skip that step and do what she says. Now, what's the case that they're talking about? So if she's still a katana, she's a minor, so everything she says she can't do anything. Nothing she says is binding. Therefore, of course, the appointee must carry out his task and purchase the field on her behalf. That's not going to be a machlokas. If she's an adult, a gedola, once she's already married through Nisuin, she lives with her husband, so now whatever she brought into the marriage is the nechsim alug, and there it is, and she's an adult, she can do what she wants, and he gets the usufruct, the peros, and so on. So again, the whole story's over, it's not relevant. Before she's even the first stage, almost engaged, meaning, erison, so he wasn't charged to buy anything yet, so who cares what she says? He didn't have a job yet to buy the property. So it's only that middle case, the middle case where we're talking about a girl who is a gedola. She already is an arusa. She's done the legal marriage. She's not yet a nesua. She hasn't moved in with her husband. And there's money setting aside to be purchased, to be used to purchase a property as her dowry and also her insurance, if you will. And she's saying, don't bother buying a property, Mr. Third Party Appointee for my father. Give it to my husband. I trust him. Should that appointee listen? May he listen. So that's the machlokas. And the Mishnah says inside, Hamashlish ma'os levito. If a father appoints a fellow to take money that the father is setting aside for his daughter, and he's instructed to purchase a piece of land with that money. The word hamashlish is a little funny. It means, essentially he appoints a third party. Okay, but the exact instructions aren't clear. So that appointee is set in place. The girl, and we're talking about a girl who is a gedola, who's an arusa, but not yet a nesua, and she says, that money you're supposed to use to purchase the property on my behalf, don't bother. Ne'eman ba'ali alai. I trust my husband. You can give that money to him and he'll buy a property on my behalf. He can be relied upon. Yasa shlish ma shehushlish biyado. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, no, the appointee has to do what he was appointed to do and purchase the property as per the instructions of the father. And the fact the girl says, do otherwise, doesn't matter. He's got a charge, he's got a job, and he's going to carry out his mission. After that, she'll get the property, it'll be hers, they'll get married, and she can do what she wants with it. But at least the appointee carried out what he was supposed to do. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, there's no real point. V'chi'eina el-sadeh. Even if there's no money anymore. Now, all that we're talking about is a field, meaning even if the appointee carried out his mission and he purchased this field, now there's a field with her name on it. So fine, v'hirota l'machra, right now, before she even goes to Nisuin stage, if she's a gedola and she's got a field in her name If she wanted to, she could sell it right now and get the cash back and give the cash to her husband anyways. So anyway, she can do what she wants. So what's the point of not listening to her and not giving her the cash when anyway she can get the cash back if she wants to? We're just making everyone crazy for nothing. She could just sell it right now and get the money. So why should we bother with that? Rather, just skip that step and listen to what she says if she is a gedola and she's already in Arusa, and let her have the money and give it to her husband. That's okay. So realistically, there's no point in fighting with her. B'medavar memorim, when is this whole machlokas happening? Only b'gedola, when a woman is already a legal adult. Then we can talk about it. Avo b'katana, if she's still a child, a katana, so then ein ma'ase katana klum. Then, since children have no legal standing, she couldn't sell the property she wanted to. She's a child, what she says is not to be relied upon, not to be listened to, and therefore even Rabbi Yossi would agree, if she's still a minor, that the appointee should purchase the field on her behalf. The lacha is like Reb Meir, meaning that we do listen to what the father said, and the appointee carries out instructions. And then if the girl, once she gets married, has this property, or even if before she's married, has this property, and she wants to, you know, take matters into her own hands, so then more power to her. That's her life. And with that, we end the sixth parak of Maseches Ksubos.